Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Angie Dillon Shore. She is the Executive Director for First Five Sonoma County. Thank you for being here, Angie.
Thanks for the invitation, Michelle.
Sure. So we are recording this actually a little bit earlier in the week, but you've got a forum coming up here pretty soon. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. We are co-hosting a supervisors forum, a supervisors candidates forum, tomorrow night, Thursday night, January 16th. Mm-hmm. This will be five of the candidates that are running for Sonoma County Board of Supervisors in March. They'll be responding to questions about issues that kids and families in our community are facing and how they'll prioritize the needs of kids when they are elected or they retain their seats.
All right. So that sounds like something that would be great to attend. And unfortunately, this is airing on Sunday, so it's already happened. However, this is really important to know what our candidates feel and where they stand on issues that affect the family and children.
Well, definitely check our website, first5sonomacounty.org.
Okay.
We hope to get a recap of the conversation up there by next week after mm-hmm. the event. And we're hoping that we'll get some press coverage as well, so folks might be able to read about it in the paper on Friday or over
sure.
the weekend.
Or hear about it on one of our radio stations.
Absolutely.
Here. So first of all, tell us a little bit about First Five. What is First Five?
So the reason why First Five exists, I'll start with that. 90% of our brain development occurs in the first 5 years of life. This is relatively new information that we've learned from brain science, but that brain development in the first 5 years is the foundation for success in school, mm-hmm. Entering the workforce later in life, and just overall sets the trajectory for how we do in life. So our future, our Sonoma County community, we depend on that first 5 years for our youngest citizens. Things like how many words a child hears in their first few months, much less the first few years.
Wow.
What kind of environments and interactions a child has and is exposed to. So because those first 5 years are so critical and that they have the power to ensure that a person is set on that great trajectory, in 21 years ago now, there was a ballot measure, a statewide ballot measure, Proposition 10, and the California voters said yes to a 50-cent tax on tobacco products.
Mm-hmm.
So we have received that revenue as a local county commission, as has every First Five commission in every county in California. And we've used those tobacco tax dollars to build systems and fund programs that support children's health, early learning, positive parenting, dental health, access to health insurance, all of the things that really help to set a young child on a positive trajectory and make sure that they develop in the most optimal way they can.
Yeah, those are very important things. I mean, every single thing there is of vital importance. We know that kids who don't have good teeth have a hard time even concentrating in class once they get there. So there's tons of reasons that all of these things are so important. You did mention that this was all based on the monies come from the Proposition 10. Are people smoking less?
Yes, they are. I mean, over the 20 years, we've been able to invest about $100 million of those tobacco tax dollars mm-hmm. in Sonoma County. But yes, smoking rates have declined statewide.
Yeah.
And this is a really fabulous thing. And we knew that that would be one of the outcomes of the tax and that it would be a declining revenue source.
Yeah.
However, our revenues are declining, but the needs of young families and children have not declined. And in fact, in some ways, we have, you know, additional needs now than we had 20 years ago.
Mm.
So our revenue now is about half of what it was in 1998 when the proposition passed. Although we've really been able to establish some very impactful programs and services that are provided for the most part by our nonprofit community.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to come up with other solutions for
right.
how to sustain the all the things that the commission has built.
Yes, because ideally people would not smoke, right?
Right.
Yes. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what kind of issues children ages 0 to 5 are facing in Sonoma County.
Sure. So one way that we measure kind of how our youngest kids are doing, sort of a proxy overarching measure, is how they're doing when they're entering kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Are they ready to go? Are they ready to learn? And so we do measure that. Right now we assess about a quarter of all of the entering kindergartners in the county, and we use that as sort of a benchmark to see are kids getting what they need in those first 5 years. And this year we saw a decline in an already fairly low percentage of students that are ready to succeed when they enter public school. Mm. And this negative trend is in spite of, you know, the $100 million that First Five has invested, a significant increase in the number of our state-subsidized preschool slots. Like, we have more preschool slots than mm-hmm. we used to. A five-year, multi-million dollar initiative to increase quality in early learning programs. So when we look closely at that data, we also find that the area where kids are most in need of support is the social-emotional development, that piece of school readiness, and it's absolutely critical.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me of my little nephew. He's six, and he's in kindergarten right now, but he's not quite ready for first grade because he can't handle himself in class.
Right.
He's a great kid. He's super smart. He just doesn't have those social skills.
Absolutely. It's more than knowing your letters and, you know, sort of the pre-academic skills. It's about being able to sit still and listen and follow directions and get along with others and, you know, those kinds of things that we call in the early childhood world social-emotional development.
Right.
So we're seeing that kids are behind there. That's one of the things that's pulling these overall scores around school readiness down.
Yeah. What about money in the household, economics?
So there are about 30,000 kids under the age of six in Sonoma County. About half of them live in households that are really struggling to make ends meet. About half of them. Yeah. Whoa. I mean, it depends how you look at that measure. You know, there's different levels of eligibility for different types of programs, but especially families with young children and both parents are working, or a single parent is working in particular, the cost of childcare combined with the high cost of housing is really a huge economic challenge for many, many families, including what we used to think of as middle-income families.
Right, yeah.
And that kind of, you know, economic struggle and stress for parents can really have negative impacts for the long-term health and well-being of kids. And, you know, like I said, in addition to the heavy cost burden of housing, and we're seeing that just increase over time in Sonoma County, and we saw a spike after the fires, that lack of affordable childcare, we're really at a crisis place with that right now. It's impacting our local employers. It's keeping young moms out of the workforce in a lot of cases if it's not really even pencils out to go to work because you can't afford to pay for childcare. A lot of times a parent will elect to stay home, and often that's mom.
How much does it cost for childcare in Sonoma County on average?
So right now, full-day, year-round licensed care is about $13,000 for a preschool-age child. And even more, about $14,000 for an infant or a toddler. And it depends, you know, there's a range. It depends on whether it's center-based, whether it's a family child care home. Tends to be a little less than center-based care. We do have state-subsidized programs. We have state-subsidized preschool slots. I mentioned before that we have more than we used to. Mm-hmm. We have Head Start, right? Great program funded by the federal government. But you have to be really low income to qualify for either of those programs. Yeah. And although they provide a great benefit to a lot of our lower income families, there are many families in the middle that they may be working and have full-time jobs or more than one job and still not be able to afford the cost of childcare.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. Is this forcing some families just to leave the area?
We think so, and we don't have any really hard data. We know that some of our school districts are seeing some disenrollment. We know through our Child Care Resource and Referral Agency that anecdotally we know that families have left and are saying that it's because of the cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know how it's going to get any better there on that front.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, you know, between those economic stressors and then the recurring, what seem to be recurring natural disasters at this point, The evacuations were a huge stressor for families.
Yeah.
Just right in this last, the Kincade fire. And then things like the federal government's changes in immigration policies, like these environmental factors are having a really a negative impact on our youngest children. They're stressing families out, and then that translates to stress on younger children.
Right. Let's talk a little bit more about that stress and the emotional portion of how families are doing here in Sonoma County. Mental health is such a huge thing. So how are we doing?
Yeah. So since 2017, right, since the terrible disaster of 2017 and all the loss of property and lives, we have seen increased rates of maternal mental health problems, so perinatal mood disorder, parental substance abuse. We've seen a spike in child abuse, particularly of children under 2 years old, which is just really horrific, but it's a significant spike and more severe kinds of child abuse. We're hearing from child care providers, preschool teachers, that more kids are exhibiting signs of increased stress in the learning environment, so anxiety, depression, acting out, than was typical in the past prior to 2017. Research on what we call adverse childhood experiences, also known as ACEs, is really clear that in the short term, those kinds of experiences, traumatic experiences, they negatively impact brain development, right? So when we're talking about brain development in the first 5 years, it really can inhibit optimal development, which then impacts a child's readiness to learn and whether they're going to be ready when they get to kindergarten.
Yeah.
In the long term, we know from lots of research that adverse childhood experiences will undermine a person's health, their potential to earn an income, their overall productivity and success in adulthood. There was a long-term study called the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. More than 13,000 Kaiser patients were followed over a period of time, and there's a direct association between the sort of number or incidence and type of adverse childhood experiences, traumatic experiences, and the kinds of long-term health challenges they'll have. So
wow.
That includes heart disease, cardiovascular disease, substance abuse, you know, imprisonment, homelessness, adult homelessness.
My
we
goodness.
Know that there is a direct through line between adversity in childhood and some of the contributors to adult homelessness and chronic homelessness itself. So we have research that shows that.
So knowing that, that makes the First Five program and early childhood programs so vitally important because you're setting that person up for the rest of their life.
Right. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah, it is the kind of the ultimate in when we talk about an upstream investment. And, you know, we know when we're looking at the smiling faces of beautiful little kids, we often aren't thinking, typically aren't thinking about where are they going to be in 15, 20, 25
sure.
years.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of the folks that we're struggling with in our own community to try to address the emergency and homelessness that we have, a lot of those folks had some pretty severe experiences as children that contributed to their experience now
right.
as homeless adults, and a lot of them that are experiencing, you know, mental health issues and substance abuse challenges. And so there's a direct through line there, but it's hard sometimes to think that long term
right,
about
yeah.
what we're prioritizing and what we're investing in, especially mm-hmm. when we have people that are, you know, really suffering right now today.
In crisis,
and we need to
sure.
address that
yeah.
crisis situation.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But it's important to be very clear that adverse experiences in childhood can directly contribute to those long-term negative outcomes.
Yeah, yeah. And we need to give everybody the best chance that they can have
yes.
to have a good and successful life. I'm talking with Angie Dillon Shore. She's the executive director of First Five Sonoma County. And we've talked about some of the issues that we're facing. And it can seem, just in this brief conversation, that there's a lot. There's a lot that we're facing. However, there's great things that First Five is doing that other organizations organizations are doing, and there's great solutions too that we can all put our work and our efforts behind. So tell us, what are some of the things that we can do?
Sure. So one of the things I'm very excited about that we've been working on in the last year or so is working with our local Metro Chamber of Commerce here in Santa Rosa around supporting businesses and employers around supporting working parents. And I think this is one of the most important things we can do and actually pretty low-hanging fruit. It doesn't necessarily take an investment in a program to
right.
do this.
Yeah.
We've been working with the chamber for a long time on promoting like family-friendly workplace policies. So things like extended paid family leave, and we know that the governor's budget includes an increase in that for that very reason. He understands the importance of the first 5 years. Flexible scheduling for parents with young children. And then now really talking about employer-supported childcare. What can employers do to help mitigate this crisis that we have in terms of available childcare?
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
employers benefit when workers come to work knowing that their kids are safe and cared for, you know, in a licensed environment. That parent then can focus on contributing to the workplace and to the success of that business and to making a living to support their family.
Right. And so. The business also can know, hey, I am raising, or, you know, helping to raise a future generation of well-adjusted, happy workers.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So by supporting the working parent that you have as your employee, you're supporting the entire community
yeah.
in the long term. And there's plenty of data that shows that employers that do support working parents are more likely to attract good workers, to retain good workers.
Yeah.
And we know, especially our larger employers know, that there's a cost associated with a lot of turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's very difficult now to attract certain kinds of talent to our county because of the cost.
Sure.
And we have such an issue with childcare.
Yeah.
So we've really begun to very intentionally partner with employers around let's address this problem because we can't
great.
Do it by ourselves. And we know that it's impacting our employers in a pretty
so
serious way.
So should people be reaching out to local chambers of commerce if they want to sort of figure out programs and things that might work at their business?
They should absolutely do that.
Okay.
The Metro Chamber does have a toolkit that's mm-hmm. available to any employer in the county. And they also have a self-assessment for an employer of different sizes, right?
Oh, great.
To look
okay.
at
mm-hmm.
what makes sense for them, what's going to pencil out for them in terms of the kinds of perhaps expanded benefits that they
sure.
can provide to working parents. So definitely reach out to the Metro Chamber.
All right. Very cool. We've also, as the year 2020 now is in full swing, the census is coming up. How does the census factor into everything?
The census is going to be critical for children. And, you know, in our world, 0 to 5, we are really gearing up to support our nonprofits to do very strong outreach to families with children birth to 5. Moms that are pregnant in 2020, you can count that baby.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
you know, every child matters. That we must count every single child in Sonoma County. 0 to 5 is, and this was so surprising to me when I learned about this about a year ago, the biggest undercounted population in the country and in California.
Wow.
Because there are multiple reasons, but I think there's an assumption that they don't really count or doesn't, you know, it's not important to count them, but it actually really is because it's directly tied to things that support young children and families like our Medi-Cal, CalFresh, food stamps, our Women, Infants, and Children's Benefit, which is mm-hmm. a nutrition program for pregnant and parenting moms and babies, programs like Head Start, directly tied to our census numbers, the amount of funding that we get for those federal programs that serve our most vulnerable families and kids, for the most part, are tied to those numbers.
Okay.
So this is really a critical solution around just sustaining our safety net programs, right? If we lose funding for those programs, it makes our declining revenue even more of an issue.
Right.
So
yeah.
that's something that everybody can do. If you have kids 0 to 5, grandkids, friends with young children, you work in an organization where there are parents of young children, encourage everyone to fill out the census in April.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So keep that on your calendar in April. That's when everybody's getting counted. And make sure everyone is counted. We want all of the children 100% to be counted in the upcoming census. What about budgets? What about our local budgets? How can they help children?
So we really have to make sure that we prioritize the early development of young children in our county budgets. There are a lot of individual funding streams that come into our different county departments that are intended to support young children and families. Mm-hmm. There are enormous competing priorities in our county right now, right? I think everyone's very aware of we're still recovering and from the disasters, preparing for the next one. The county is, you know, pressed with fixing our roads. And addressing the homeless emergency, right? This is the big thing that's been up for the last couple weeks. But we can't allow all of those things to kind of distract us from continuing to address the needs of young children who can't speak for themselves. And
that's true. I don't see many infants showing up at the county supervisor board meeting. No.
Right. And if we don't continue those strong investments in young kids, we're not really fixing any of those other problems.
Right.
Because they'll come back as bigger problems 15 to 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. So excited to talk about those issues at the Supervisors Candidates Forum. And learn about kind of how they are going to balance those priorities, those competing priorities. Yeah. It's a tough job.
And you will be able to learn more of that in the next week or so because, of course, First Five Sonoma County is has been hosting a forum at the Glazer Center that happened this past week here on Thursday. And you'll be able to learn more by going to the website first5sonomacounty.org and you find out more information there. So what about the state budget?
So we are just thrilled that we have a governor and a surgeon general that he appointed, Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris, and many of our state legislators, our representatives for Sonoma County at the state level, all have a really solid understanding of the importance of investing in early childhood and parents. And Governor Newsom refers to some of the things in his benefit in his budget as his parents' agenda. He understands that parents are the child's first and most important teacher. So there have been increased investments last year and this year, just recently announced, in early education, more subsidized childcare spots, expanded paid family leave, investments in children's health and mental health. All these things make a huge difference. We really, really need the state, especially as we're, you know, not necessarily aligned with what's happening at the federal level. In California, we need our state and local electeds to make sure that we're maintaining these investments in kids and families. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these investments that are going to come from the state aren't quick fixes. They're long-term investments.
Right.
And it's going to take a few years to see those things trickle down and actually be implemented in terms of getting out to our community-based providers.
Yeah,
really happy about that.
So tell us about resources at first5sonomacounty.org. What can parents and families find there?
So we have a new parents kit that we provide to all of our local hospitals and clinics. So anyone that has a baby in a Sonoma County hospital gets one, and it has information about, you know, the first few months of life, and it comes with a parent resource guide that we update every couple of years, starting to work on a new update now. So that's something that we provide directly for parents. We also work with several really our major partners, I would say, would be 4Cs, the Community Child Care Council, Sonoma County. We also work with Early Learning Institute, which does a lot of developmental screening and early intervention to make sure that kids are reaching their developmental milestones. Mm-hmm. We work with Community Action Partnership of Sonoma County, who implements some wonderful programs that we fund supporting immigrant and Spanish-speaking families to be their child's first and most important teacher.
Yeah.
So a lot of programs for parents to engage parents, and a lot of work around enhancing the quality in early learning environments, particularly family child care. Family child care, center-based care is great, but family child care homes are really the choice typically of a parent with an infant.
Okay.
And so we want to provide as much support as we can to our family child care homes to make sure that those places are safe, stimulating, developmentally appropriate, licensed, and well-supported places for our infants and toddlers to be. So
yeah.
We work with 4Cs on a big initiative around quality in early learning as well.
Great, great. Giving them the tools that they need to make sure that they have successful and happy places for kids.
Yep.
Very cool. Yep. Well, this is, I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy, but but it's something that we all have to rally behind to make sure that we're giving kids in Sonoma County really the best chance that they can have to have happy, young childhoods, but then also set them up for success and to be productive, happy members of our society. You know, not, I guess maybe happy isn't the word because sometimes we're not happy, but, you know, to be well-adjusted and to be someone who can handle everything that life throws at us, because we've got a lot of things we've got to deal with, right?
That's right. We got to take care of each other, too.
We do. So. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for all the hard work to even giving, you know, parents an owner's manual. Who knew that you had one when you first have a kid? But all the other wonderful resources that First Five Sonoma County is able to offer parents and children here in Sonoma County. You can learn more, again, at firstfivesonomacounty.org, and also make sure that your employer maybe checks out that website to learn more and to see what kinds of programs they can support right there where you work. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate your time.
Sure. Angie Dillon-Shore is the Executive Director of First Five Sonoma County. Again, find them online at firstfivesonomacounty.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.